Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Right now, I've pledged allegiance to the audience of the Doug Steffen Good Day program to present a fabulous program. In fact, it'll be so fabulous, it'll be fabuloso. So there, we have that on the record, Jay. Today is February the 24th. It's Friday. It is windy and cold and rainy in Los Angeles.
That is a bummer.
You thought I was going to say in Boston. No, it is cold and wet, and the floods are everywhere. This is the most rain they've had for a long time. Not that it's bad, because I'm sure when I can see when I got here, it's dark. So when I'm driving around today, I see lots of green. But the weather, it took an extra hour and 7 minutes to get here over what it normally does. We had to fly halfway through Canada to get away from the storms. And when we were landing, the pilot said, "We're landing on fumes, ladies and gentlemen."
Oh, that's not what you want to hear.
Everybody feel, well, it was the headwinds. Normally, the plane's going 550, 540, 550, 560, 550 miles an hour. It was 450 miles an hour against the headwinds, which we hit just about 150 miles north of Cleveland. And they stayed with us until we went back across the border, which was another 1,500 miles, and then down across. I've never gone this far. Frankly, I can't remember it taking me this long to get here. Usually it's about 6 hours and 15 minutes or so, but it was that wind and that storm that everybody is talking about. One of the things that probably when we think about what's going on, what we'll be talking about on the Talk Radio Countdown show this week, maybe that's one of the things. The severe weather actually turns out to be number 10. So, there we go. It's International Stand Up to Bullying Day here across America. Twice a year. We have it in February, and we have it in November. In February, it's the last Friday of the month. In November, it takes place on the third Friday of the month. So this is something that would be done in schools, except that school vacation pretty much is on school vacation, public schools anyway, this year in many places around the country. But anyway, it's an okay thing for, I would think, people who are, if you're thinking about this at home or anytime. I mean, this is not just something to talk about today and in November. This is something to talk about all the time and how it is exacerbated. It's there. I was bullied when I was a kid. I hope you weren't, Jay, but I was. And it took a different, obviously, face that was different because I knew who it was that was on to me or on me, and it did affect my psyche. It did affect what I wanted to do with my life. It didn't keep me from wanting to go to school. Matter of fact, I guess it made school was kind of a safe haven because this kid only bothered me on the bus going to and from school. But if your workplace is on the ball, there's probably a discussion going on today maybe 15, 20 minutes worth of time, lots of organizations, and it's not just here in America, it's a lot of countries around the world.
Yeah.
Because it has such a lasting effect on people.
Well, and that's one of the things I think a lot of times we think of bullying, we think of students and bullies at school, and it can go into adulthood. There are people who have bullies at work who have bullies in their lives, and when we talk about standing up to bullies, that doesn't mean bullying a bully, because bullying a bully is still bullying, which is not okay. But there are so many different ways to stand up. Like, if you are a student, tell an adult. Or if you're not being bullied, but you see someone who's being bullied, go stand in. Go. A lot of times, just ask the bully, like, "Are you okay?" Because that bullying is usually stemming from something else. And every bully is somebody else's victim.
This started in 2007 when a couple of youngsters stood up and protested when a fellow student was picked on for wearing a pink shirt. Wow, I get pinked on a lot. I would get pinked on for wearing a pink shirt. Ed McMahon, I don't necessarily mean to be a name dropper, but this is a good story about Ed. When he and I were very good friends the last 10, 12 years of his life, and one of the things that he taught me was it was okay to wear a pink shirt.
Of course
and you
it
saw,
is.
Yeah, it is okay to wear a pink shirt. I've got a couple of them now in honor of Ed and him telling me it's okay to wear a pink shirt. It used to be when I was a kid, how many people remember this? If you wore a yellow shirt on Thursday, it was considered Queer's Day. And if you wore a yellow shirt on Thursday, you were going to get it. And
I have never heard of that before.
Never. Really? All right. Well, I wonder if other people have. If you have, share it with us, that thought on our on the various social media platforms that we have here on Good Day. Anyway, if you're there's these guys bought 50 pink shirts, right? And they mailed them.
They got them out.
To their classroom. Yeah, handed them out.
And then some students who already had a pink shirt, they were like, "I'll just wear my own, hand them to somebody else." Yep. But they flooded the schools with pink shirts to prove a point that anybody could wear pink and kind of take down the bully in a non-confrontational, non-additionally bullying way.
So the first time that they did this in February of 2008, there were 236 schools and workplaces and organizations who went and got onto the charge. And all of them now are still doing it, and many more, as a matter of fact. So this is something. I think the last time this was a this became a focus, a big-time focus, was about 7 or 8 years ago when the last state, Montana, became the last state in America to adopt this anti-bullying law. The legislation has been passed all over this country, up in Canada. Isn't it funny? When you think of Canada, you think of peace and quiet. You don't think of anything like what we have going on down here. And the only difference, probably, I say this because I don't know it for a fact, but they have very serious gun legislation. So people are not allowed to have guns up there the way that we are allowing people to have guns down here. And maybe that's the difference. It's a difference in violence, but in bullying, you know, people are going to be people wherever they are. It goes on everywhere. So there's something for us to think about today. And a lot of other things we'll be thinking about today, including the first anniversary of the war in Ukraine. That's something that will occupy a lot of our time on the countdown. This weekend, Sunday night, you're going to watch the SAG Awards, scheduled to be held at 8 o'clock. Well, it's 8 o'clock East Coast time. It'll be at the Fairmont Century Plaza. So here in Los Angeles, nobody will be driving around that from mid-afternoon on Sunday until the thing is over. So it starts at 5 o'clock here this time, and then the ceremony live streams. It's on Netflix. And so it's not on a network? Is that?
No, normally it is. And here's the thing. So they signed a deal with Netflix, but it won't start streaming on Netflix itself until 2024. It's streaming on Netflix's YouTube channel. So it's not even streaming. It's, yeah, you can go to YouTube. Or you can go to Netflix, and they'll also stream it on Facebook and all of those things.
Yeah, that's asinine. What are people thinking, right? When you get right down to brass tacks. What the heck do people...
Yeah, well, with a lot of these smart TVs or any of these things that you have, you can pull up YouTube straight on your TV.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody has those. So a lot of people are... They're going to... Like, what? We have to watch from our phone? No, thank you.
Yeah. Seems pretty silly. People in the news, including Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalind, are having some good times with their grandchildren. The Carter's got a quick living room show this week. One of their grandchildren, James Carter IV, had a short, it was only like a 12-second clip of him and his wife juggling colored balls in the living room of the Carter home in Plains, Georgia. And he wrote, quote, "We're all juggling a lot lately, but yesterday my wife and I got to juggle with my grandparents, and they loved it." Isn't that wonderful? That's great.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently they spent a lot of time discussing the war in Ukraine. Anyway, it's Jimmy Carter that many of us are focused on, the former president who is on his way to the happy hunting ground. But still, you know, people, it's interesting. Jimmy Carter, I think we said this earlier this week, is the longest living president. He's 98. George Bush had been, they were both, I think he and George Bush were the same age, if I'm not mistaken. George Bush died when he was 94, 4 years ago. So they would have both been the same age. Other people in the news. James Raskin is a congressman who is from Maryland. And apparently he's made a big deal in the past couple of days about his treatment for cancer. And so with all of the people who have been supportive of him, he feels better. He's gotten, I think that's always the case. The same with Jimmy Carter. Don't you think he feels better? Much better. Having all this attention, all these people around him wishing him well. Well, the same thing is true for anybody. If you don't feel well or you're sick, isn't it great to hear from your friends, from your family, from people who know you and are supportive of you? And they say, wow, we hope you recover quickly. And that's what Raskin basically says about his constituents. He's at the midway point of his treatments. He's got B-cell lymphoma, which is no fun. It's a curable form of cancer, but it's pretty serious. Lymphoma is nothing to mess with.
Previously fought stage 3 colon cancer back in 2010, underwent radiation, chemotherapy, all of that stuff. And then last year, that was when he found a benign cyst on his stomach, and then stuff didn't stay benign.
So this is the lesson here. That's why it's good for public personalities, folks that are in the public eye, to go public with these things, because he's talking about his MRI exam and how that was the way he learned about the cyst and what was going on in his body. If you don't, you know, people say, oh, I got an X-ray because that's all the insurance pays for. Yeah. Get an MRI. If you got any question about anything in your body, I know it's easier said than done, but most of the time there are funds available. You don't have the right insurance. And pretty much everybody gets MRI now, if there's anything that's questionable. I would certainly.
Well, here's what the scary thing is. A lot of times we think blood work would be able to tell us something is significantly wrong.
Yeah,
it
should be about cancers.
Yeah,
not always. No. Yeah. Yeah, no, this is a good thing. You know, it's not good for him, but it's good for the public knowledge and awareness. But it's also nice that he has good, strong. Somebody came from a lemonade stand and he gave him a couple of lemonade, which is kind of sweet. So hold a good thought. Wish him well, Congressman Raskin. Progressive Insurance offers you insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at Progressive, 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Chris, this needs to go to Parkville by 3.
Joy to the holiday packages that keep coming at Jimenez Couriers.
Coming your way, but the drop-off location is changing.
She needs delivery drivers with the gift of punctuality.
Anyone looking to pick up some overtime? Anyone?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked.
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. It's Friday the 24th of February, last Friday of the second month of the year. As you watch, look out your window, watch the year go by. There it is. Catch it if you can. It's really flying by. Time is moving faster. I'm convinced of that for sure.
I keep hearing it's the longest year ever.
From whom?
A lot of
who
people.
Who hear that from? Really?
But I feel like that's the common joke for February, because it's the shortest month of the year. But a lot of people feel like it's the longest, and the first couple months of the year always seem like they take forever, and then it's just a slingshot effect, and the next thing you know, the year's over.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, love. Okay, Mark Wahlberg is in our celebrity news and social media trending box in this hour of Good Day, because he was seen with the ash mark on Ash Wednesday on his forehead. So because he was doing a television program to promote a movie of his, he was asked a lot of questions about it. And so he was very frank in his discussion about what religion means to him. So we're going to find out about that right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so most of us like Mark Wahlberg, right? Wouldn't you say he's among the more popular actors?
He's very likable, yes.
Yeah, he is, right. Okay, so anyway, he's a Bostonian, the Wahlberg family, the Wahlberger chain, all that stuff. The TV show that was on for a while, but he is probably, he and Donnie, his brother, are the ones that are most visible, I think, of all the Wahlbergers. Anyway, he was on the Today Show, and it was Ash Wednesday. And the discussion quickly went to his practice of Catholicism because he had ashes, an ashen cross, actually. I think you just put, sometimes you do a cross, sometimes, I guess it depends on the religion, though. Now that I think about it.
I thought it was always a cross, but sometimes it doesn't quite look like a cross as the day goes on.
I think people who practice Buddhism put an ash, a daughter, or what Indians do, and I think that's Buddhism. I should think back upon this because that was one of my majors in school. I loved learning about religion. Anyway, he is, because of his, I suppose, value for everybody wants to have him on TV because he's very popular. So he said the idea of this discussion on his Catholic religion, his tradition, he grew up that way, and he teaches the children. It's very interesting. I wonder how he, because some of the movies that he's in, he has to get pretty vulgar. And, you know, down and dirty, some of the things that are said would not be someone that you would think someone of faith would be happy or comfortable using some of those words.
I think the difference is because he's an actor, so he knows it's not him. This isn't his personality. He's going into a character. And a lot of, I think a lot of people forget that it's not just Catholics that participate in Ash Wednesday, it's Christians. And but you don't see that a lot of times. On Wednesdays when you see people doing interviews, you don't really see anybody doing the having the ashes. And he's like, it's just a balancing act. It's my faith, but that's a personal thing, and I'm not going to shove it down anybody's throat.
Yeah. Well, it is interesting, and he's talking about it, and I think that gives it some more credibility. Why not, right? All right, so there he is in our focus, Mark Wahlberg, on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow. And now, with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread, MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After 1 year of being silent and not condemning Russia's invasion, China weighed in, calling for a ceasefire and peace talks to end the war in Ukraine. Military experts point to more misery and no end in sight after one full year now of war in Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Putin made some really bad assumptions. He assumed that the world wouldn't care. They would stand by and watch this happen. Of course, that didn't happen.
At Alex Murdaugh's double murder trial, he was grilled over his claim about his drug addiction.
He was on the stand yesterday in his double murder trial. Murdaugh said his addiction to painkillers is what led him to steal money from his law firm, but the prosecution wasn't buying.
But you would at least concede that the money you were stealing was going to support your ever-expanding wealthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I would certainly agree to it.
I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good day,
Derek.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. February 24th, high 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Remember, you can reach us by dialing 855. Wait a minute, we just heard that, though, right? 855-999-DOUG, just as a remembrance of how you can get into the Good Day program. You have all kinds of other ways of listening to us to hear what went on during the program the day that it's on the air. You can hear that all day, every day, Good Day Download. I think, you know what,
I was trying to remember about the weekend shows and whether they play, and I don't remember. That's a little bit of research I should know because it's my company, but I don't remember whether we play the farm show and the two medical shows, because those are heard on stations, many of the stations that carry this program, carry those programs on the weekend, and I'm not sure whether if we should. How about that? That's a question for Mr. Bob. Is a little bit of a routine maintenance stop on the Good Day program. Anyway, the other things, when we look back at yesterday's program, the Good Day Download is a focus on the journalists that were killed and these people that were killed by the gunmen. Just another focus on the violence in America. Adele, we talked about her and her back pain, what's going on with her body, because she's been talking about it. We also have a conversation with a fellow named Levi Browdy, who discusses religion in China with us. The Falun Gong Info Center is what he runs. This is a religion mostly, although I think I was wrong. I thought it was mostly Christians, but I guess it was a whole bunch of different religions that were in that group, right? Did you get that out of the conversation?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyway.
It's more about like standing up against something that is wrong.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so that is all at gooddayshow.com. That is the download and the playback at gooddayshow.com. Also on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your favorite podcast, check it out there. Thought for the day, this is from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said he had lots to say about a lot of things. In this particular focus, it really boils down to this, he said, that all life is interrelated, that we are all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality. We are tied into a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one affects us all, which is so true, I think. We are on this, I said this yesterday, we're on this small little planet. When we were talking about the Webb telescope and all the things, that should have been something that we focused on in the download, the discussion that we have frequently. It's not just yesterday. I have them all the time, all these discussions, because I think that it's fascinating for us to learn more about ourselves and our place in the universe. Like we ought to know our place in society. We ought to know our place in this world. We also ought to know our place, that is, the planet's place in the solar system and in the galaxy and in the universe. And more and more you see some of these pictures on the NASA website from the Webb telescope that this week have shown perhaps planets that we're just now able to see that blew up when, 14 billion years ago or even more. How do we even, why am I even talking about this? Who the heck has got this figured out? Who can you possibly find among us that really gets what it is to be connected to the rest of the world? Anyway, all right, so here's some good news. This is very interesting. I think maybe it applies. We find it interesting because pretty much all of us have found heirlooms, right? Keepsakes tucked away in our attics and down the cellar and other places.
Or so here's a couple of a loved one's home. You can find a lot of these. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, this was a big find for this couple. They were what they call gobsmacked, because this is an English story. They found a childhood letter that newly crowned King Charles wrote to his granny, the Queen Mother Elizabeth, when she was ill. It reads, Granny, I'm sorry that you're ill. I hope you'll be better soon. And then anyway, so the letter's from March of 1955, and on the back of the letter, the prince, who was 6 years old, signed with lots of love, Charles. Now, this, it's not unlikely, I wouldn't have thought, to find royal memorabilia in the castle or one of the estates. But in this circumstance, this is a home. Stratford-on-Avon is where Shakespeare came from. And I remember walking around Stratford-upon-Avon when I was married, and Tony and I think Megan was just a little girl. She would go bananas when I would say something like, I wish the walls could whisper. Well, wouldn't it be interesting if we could listen to get a little bit better tuned in to what actually happened historically in this part of England or any part of the world, actually. So anyway, there's a bunch of these letters, apparently. I don't know. They're
It's some kind of Scooby. Do you know how I am when it comes to Charles? I'm having to move on. It's sort of, why would he care whether I forgave him or I didn't forgive him?
It's really keeping him up at night.
Yeah. Yes, of that I'm sure. All right, let's see what else here. If you're a parent, there's something you will identify with for sure. Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today, there are many families who give their children responsibility, and there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that says,
"They're
congratulations.
Offering $50, yeah.
You get it, yeah, right. If you're reading this, you got $50. But here's the catch." The note continues, "However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot." And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media saying, they not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, "Once when we sent our son off to a Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked if he found the money. He said, 'What money?'"
Oh, no.
There you go. "When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went. When he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time."
Mm-hmm.
It's really, because that's, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age. And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? What do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down. Don't have too many shoes down by the door. Take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2.5, and he has chores. He has to help clean his...
What does he do?
Yeah, he has to help clean his toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because, again, he's 2.5. But he does do that. He has the chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah, I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then, that's a good deal, frankly. It's a very good deal. Some people in the news. Here's the story of Philip Powers III. He's a hiker, and he's been hit with a $300,000 fine after he set a series of fires when he was lost in Arizona. Now, the fires, he wanted to get people's attentions, obviously, but it went sideways. So he has to pay $200 a month and serve a year of probation for setting these fires after getting lost on a hike. The Forest Service investigated the fires, said that Mr. Powers lost his way while hiking in the Prescott National Forest.
This was in May.
He was in survival mode. He was trying to survive. He was trying
right.
to get help.
So and that's the question.
Very wrong.
Should he be, because of his circumstances, should he be fined? Should he be punished for setting fires? In this circumstance, it's an either-or situation. Mm-hmm. You could go either way, or you could go no ways.
There's carelessness, and then there's this.
There is.
Situation.
Then there's deliberate fire that gets, who knows might have happened had these not been seen.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was a fire that, because of his setting it, they burned 230 acres. That's not good. The judge said he was reckless and negligent in his preparation for the hike. Now, that may be the argument that carries the day when mm-hmm. you get right down to it, right? He should have been more prepared. He should have just not gone out there. He should have known where he was going. That's his responsibility. And he didn't. He went out on the hike and took 116 ounces of water with him, and that was it.
But was he planning it? He wasn't planning on getting lost.
No, but he didn't prepare himself to keep himself from getting lost.
That's true.
So he's culpable. He's culpable.
Yeah, we'll have to see what kind of lawyer he gets. But do you remember, there was, one fire that started, a wildfire that started because of a gender reveal gone wrong.
I don't remember that one. What's that story?
That was a few years ago where they had fireworks or something, and it just started a brush fire that it picked up. The wind picked up, and it was just one of those, it was out in California, and it was rough. Mm. It was a bad one. But this, I don't know. Yeah. This is just one of those ones of, he didn't prepare properly, but what was he supposed to do? Well, I didn't prepare. I guess I just have to die out here because I can't signal anybody.
Mm. Yeah. As I said, it's an either-or sort of thing.
Yeah.
The continuing saga of Alex Murdaugh, South Carolina lawyer who's charged with killing his wife and his son, was on the stand yesterday to testify that he had lied to the police about where he was and what was going on with his wife, but he still is denying that he committed the murder. This is something that's gotten a lot of national coverage. So if that name comes up on the people list, there's the reason it's there. It's 12 before the hour here on Good Day.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is drop-dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you're conniving, little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
After the hour now, it's good day time on the Friday Good Day program. Nice to be here consorting with, is that the right terminology, with Jay Kirshner? I'm consorting with you. We have a consortium, in a manner of speaking.
Sometimes it's concerning.
Yes, it is. A concerning consortium. Okay. There's a couple of air fryers. This is from the Farm, Food, and Family Department. The recall of the day is an air fryer. Do you use these, Jay?
I have before. Yes, they're good.
What? How did they work? I don't know what an air fryer. I mean, I guess I know what it is. But
it cooks things and kind of makes them crispy, as if you were to fry something, but they're healthier because it's not. You're not just cooking things in all that grease.
Okay, so what do you cook it in? If you don't cook it in grease,
it fries in air. It's an air fryer.
sounds very romantic. Thank you. It's very sweet. Okay, anyway. So the problem here, there are a couple of million of these Kosari air fryers around, and they've all been recalled because there have been a lot of reports claiming that these air fryers catch fire. They're overheating. They're catching fire. Who in the heck is in charge of that? Well, this is product... If there are 2 million of them, how many could there be that have been made, frankly? I mean, I wouldn't have thought, I never heard of this company before, but if they have 2 million out there or 2 million being recalled, it must be pretty much everything that they ever made.
Yeah, well, and they're sold pretty much everywhere. Like, you can get these on QVC, Macy's, Staples, Walmart, Kohl's, Home Goods, Lowe's. They're, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have one, best to get it back. See, that's a problem with buying things on Amazon. One of the many problems of buying things online at Amazon or some of these other places is that you, how do you send them back? I think it's kind of clear when you are unsatisfied. Do they have some kind of a guarantee when you buy on Amazon or Bed Bath or any of these?
Yeah, with Amazon, you can send it back, and it is actually pretty easy. But the problem is there's no quality control. Like, anybody... It doesn't always mean that you are buying from the retailer. If you buy it from Amazon, it can be all these different third-party retailers. They could not have great quality there, or things get damaged in the warehouse. There have been, I ordered a phone case on Amazon, and it came in, and it was the packaging, but the package had been opened, and it was like somebody took the phone case that I had ordered out and put their old phone case in and then shipped it. But it was really easy to return it, and I just straight up got my money back. I was like, I'm not doing this again. I will go somewhere else and buy a phone case. But it was really easy to return and get my money back.
I think somebody's pretty clever on the other end there.
Yeah.
Imagine, huh, having the balsam to do that. Okay, let's see here. There's a new food code that recognizes that food from retailers can be, okay, you have to donate. This is an FDA thing. Is that... The code claims to help reduce barriers to food donations by clarifying for the first time that food donations from retail food establishments are acceptable as long as proper food safety practices are followed. Hello, if it's a restaurant or some food distributor, they would by of necessity have an FDA or local Board of Health stamp of approval to run their business. So this sounds like trying to do something that doesn't need it needs to be done, but not, you know, to put an extra layer in. Why?
To also protect them from if somebody were to get sick and then suing and claiming they got sick because of their food, they got food poisoning because of their food, when they're trying to help people out by feeding them. There's a lot of times where you're in LA right now, Doug. People are on location filming, and they have their craft services, and they break for a meal, and there's a lot of food left over, and they can't give it to the homeless community or they don't feel comfortable giving it to the homeless community because they're worried. They have to protect themselves from being sued. This extra layer will help them be able to give that food and not risk being sued.
So some homeless guy's going to just kidding. He's going to call a lawyer? Is that what the idea is here?
Yeah.
What do you...
There are so many lawyers and law firms that do pro bono work. Yes, absolutely.
They wander around with the homeless. Hey, have you guys got a problem? The problem is they don't have a home. How about you help them with that, Charlie, and not worry about the food?
But then there are, like, even some panhandlers who aren't necessarily homeless, but scammers. This will help these places protect themselves while still helping others.
All right, well, I'm for making it really easy to help people who need food. Keep us from wasting and throwing away a lot of stuff. Grocery stores, restaurants, that sort of thing. Maybe it's a step in the right direction. You heard it here first. Farm, food, and family in the focus on the Good Day program. Now 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.